You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, your channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, bringing awareness to a green economy, and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today we are joined by Daniel Tonkopi. He is an environmental and EV expert and CEO of Delphas, a disruptive global e-bike leader that holds a Guinness World Record for greatest distance, 228 miles traveled on a single charge. And Mr. Tonkopi, thanks for joining us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Thank you, Eric, for having me here, and hello everyone. I'm glad to be with you.
Of course, this is such an interesting and appealing topic, and what you do for Delphas and what you offer. So tell us, for starters, and great to have you with us, by the way, what is Delphas company's mission? Let's talk about that to kick things off today.
Yes, sure. I established a company for one-hour delivery service in Kiev 8 years ago. So we started to deliver goods from online stores with the speed of pizza delivery. And like within 1 hour. And that's why I called it Delphast, which stands for We Deliver Fast. And the problem was that we couldn't deliver within 1 hour with current transportation. Like cars are stuck in traffic, motorcycles are, you have to pay for gasoline and they pollute air. And we couldn't use bicycles because couriers are getting tired within the day. So we wanted to try electric bicycles, and I'm a big fan of all eco. My father was a professor of ecology, so I wanted to use electric bikes, but all electric bikes, like, okay, let's say 99.99% of electric bikes have small range, less than 30 miles on a single charge, and we needed 130 miles. So we had to develop electric bikes for our couriers, to provide, to solve our own problem. And step by step, we created the best e-bike in the world. As you mentioned, we are number one in the world in terms of range. We are also number one in the world in terms of speed. We produce the best e-bike for off-road and many more other number ones. So now we are an e-bike company. I want to add that in 2020, during the lockdown period, we sold our delivery part of the business, and we started to produce bikes. We wanted to focus on e-bike business. So now we're an e-bike company separately. No more courier company.
Yeah, certainly some exciting background, how it was all started and what you are today. That's very interesting. Now, tell us, why did you decide to target the EV bicycle market? Get into some of those details.
With my pleasure. My father was a professor of ecology in Kazakhstan University. So I'm originally from Kazakhstan. And there is a huge ecological catastrophe in Almaty, the largest Kazakhstani city. Almaty, you will see it's a beautiful city with great mountains surrounding the city. But the smoke, the pollution stays over the city because of these beautiful mountains. So basically there is no wind in Almaty. And the smoke stays for years. And there are a lot of diseases with lungs, with breeze, with because of the polluted air. And he's an academic professor. He wrote over 400 books about the ecological problems, including air. So I grew up with these ecological issues, with ecological values, I would say. So I'm second generation environmentalist. And I decided to do business, not just to earn money. No, this is like the second purpose. But the first purpose is to make some impact, to make the air in cities cleaner. That's the reason why I'm using electric bicycles. So I realized that we need to to not just run business, but be responsible and to do something for the world. We are responsible to our children. We will leave them our planet. So we cannot just pollute the air. We need to make it cleaner.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. We need to take care of what's been given to us and hand it over time to our children and other generations the way we found it, and even better than we found it. Now, you are known as the fastest electric bike on the market. What makes the Delfast electric bicycle so different than others?
It's our proprietary technologies. We have several patents. So basically, we have a lot of experiments. I came to our engineers 7 or 8 years ago and said, guys, I need an e-bike with 100 miles range. And they said, nobody can do it. Nobody does it. Nobody needs it. I said, guys, I need it. Our courier needs it. So let's see how we can do it. And we started the development. So we experimented a lot. We created our new battery management system. We use the same battery like all others, like Tesla used to use, Samsung, Panasonic, lithium-ion batteries. But the management of the battery is our own. We use our proprietary controller technologies, our own algorithm of power consumption. And we have, as I mentioned, we have several patents, and we just created our own developments. We have brilliant R&D team in Ukraine, hardware developers, software developers, hardware engineers, and they help us to create the best e-bike in the world. And it is the best e-bike in the world, number one in terms of range, number one in terms of speed and everything.
I'm sure you've piqued the interest of the audience, and later we'll be telling folks where they can get a bike as we are describing. Today we are speaking with Mr. Daniel Tonkopi. He is an environmental and EV expert and the CEO of Delfast, a disruptive global e-bike leader that holds a Guinness World Record for the greatest distance traveled on a single charge, 228 miles here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, who is this bike actually designed for? Is it the commuter, the student, professionals? Get into some of that from your perspective on, I'm sure listeners would like to know who the bike is best for.
Yes, as we grew up from a delivery company, so we were creating this bike for hardcore users, like couriers. Like, not everyone needs e-bike with huge range. Not everyone rides for 200 miles or 100 miles a day. So our first target audience is definitely couriers. But not only, we supply our bikes to the Mexican police. We work with several police departments in the U.S., in North Carolina, in California, in other states. So police officers, patrol officers, they also need good range, like for enough for a day, for an entire day of work. And they need high speed to chase the crime. So we provide our bikes to delivery companies, to postal companies, to rental companies, and to users who can ride the entire day. Or just to those people who for whom the bike, the two-wheeler, is the main transportation vehicle. So people who ride every day or all the day. But this is our model. And we understand that not every man needs, every customer needs a huge range, a huge speed. So we are developing our new model, and it will be soon unveiled. We are going to launch a crowdfunding campaign at Kickstarter, and we will launch our best e-bike with the affordable price and with less weight, less range. Not everyone needs 200 miles. That's okay. We will present our new model, which will meet the expectation of most of our customers.
Fantastic. It makes a lot of sense and some things to look forward to in the near future, sounds like, as well. Lastly, how much does a bike actually cost, and where can one buy this e-bike from Delfast?
Yes. Well, it's about 65. and financing is available, PayPal, Klarna, Affirm. Our new model will be maybe twice less expensive. So we didn't figure out yet the price, so stay tuned. And also, we have our stock of bikes in California, our headquarters here in Los Angeles, and we pre-assemble bikes in China and making final assembly here in LA. And we are going to move the production to the US. So we don't produce them in China anymore. We want to make production here because America is our market. So currently we are raising $20 million for moving the production and for further scaling and to create jobs here in America and produce and keep producing the best e-bikes in the world.
Well, Mr. Tonkopi, we certainly appreciate all you do on behalf of Delfast. And I'm sure, again, listeners would like to know where they can go online and get further details on your e-bikes from Delfast. Where's the best place to do so?
Of course. It's delfastbikes.com, DELFASTbikes.com. Visit and you can ask any questions in chat. So colleagues will answer immediately and we will be more than happy to help you and to give any consultation about the bike, especially the best bikes.
Again, listeners, for more information, simply visit DelFastBikes.com. Mr. Tonkopi, all the best, and hopefully we can get you back on in the future with an update right here on the Green Business Podcast Show. Thanks so much.
No, thank you very much, and have a good day, and thank you, everyone, for listening.
And the pleasure was certainly mine. Anytime, we've been speaking with Mr. Daniel Tonkopi, an environmental and EV expert and CEO of Delfast, a disruptive global e-bike leader. And for all the details, simply visit DelFastBikes.com. And again, this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.